Let's stay at the Capitol, but move to the supercharged issue of illegal immigration. Congressional Democrats unveiled President Biden's expansive immigration reform bill today. It would provide an 8-year pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants, but it does already face dim prospects for becoming law with such narrow Democratic majorities in both chambers. We take you live on Skype to Greg Walters, who covers this and other politics for Vice News. Greg, welcome back. If you had to explain what this bill would do to someone not well-versed in immigration policy, how would you sum it up?
This is a sweeping change of American immigration policy that would be a real rebuke to the Trump-era nativist, mostly anti-immigrant policies. The centerpiece of this proposal is an 8-year path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants who are already in the country prior to January 1st, 2021. It would be a fundamental redesign of American immigration policy.
And as such, with still plenty of conservatives on Capitol Hill, as we know, does it stand any chance of passing?
The short answer is not really. Right now, the bill would need 10 Republican senators to vote for it, unless Democrats find some way to blow up the filibuster, which they've so far signaled they're not ready to do. So this could be seen as largely a Democratic wish list, a kind of statement of purpose of where Biden and the Democratic Party want to go. Now, the administration is trying to hold out hope that they can get this done, that there might be some negotiation or some horse trading that can get this through. But for the moment, it's not looking too good in terms of their prospects of actually getting 10 Republican senators to vote for this thing.
How much pressure is the president putting on himself to avoid the same fate as his former running mate, Barack Obama, who many say missed a golden opportunity years ago to do something about immigration?
Biden is under a lot of pressure to do something on immigration. He was associated with the Obama administration's policy, which involved quite a lot of deportations of people at the border and was criticized for not taking a strong enough pro-immigration policy. So there is a lot of pressure being put on Biden from pro-immigration reform advocates to try to actually do something. This is a little bit more like a wish list of everything they want to do, but it's going to be very difficult to actually get this through.
Finally, a story about optics. It is with Senator Ted Cruz, a Texas Republican, at the center of it. He flew off to Cancun with his family, even as his state of Texas was dealing with the crippling effects of that winter storm. And tonight, Daily Beast reports that Senator Cruz's wife boasted of the Cancun trip to neighbors beforehand. Not a great look here, to say the least. What is your analysis of why the senators seem to have blinders on about this?
Well, you know, Senator Ted Cruz is having what could be put kindly as a very rough month in politics. He was being blamed a month ago for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. And right now he's being blamed for going on vacation to sunny Cancun, where it's a lovely 80 degrees right now, while literally millions of Texans are without power, without electricity, many of them without water. People, you're hearing horror stories of people having to burn wood that they can find around or children's toys or anything they can to stay warm. And meantime, he picked up and flew to Cancun. It's not at all clear what he was thinking. And in fact, he himself says that the moment he sat down on the plane to go, he started to feel bad about the trip, started to feel awkward about it. But he himself says it's a mistake, and Lord knows what he was thinking.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Good to get an update from you tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Greg Walters, Vice News correspondent, with us on Skype.